Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
First thing that jumps out is, offensively, they're doing a great job taking care of the football. Defensively, they're doing a great job of getting the takeaways. I think they've always done a nice job. I think Poles has done a hell of a job of collecting a bunch of talent. And, you know, it's just, I think the quarterback's playing a lot better. Obviously, their run game is humming right now. And then defensively, they're a problem in regards to, I think they do such a good job of presenting similar looks and having different concepts off those looks. So just in terms of the offense and defense, I think they've just made a lot of progress.
That is current Packers coach Matt LaFleur asking about the differences between the Bears last year and the Bears this year. And it was so interesting to hear him run down everything. Well, they do this, that group, the general manager, by the way, who is completely neutered by the team president and by Ben Johnson's salary. But Matt LaFleur round down everything except the guy who said he likes beating him twice a year, once in Lambeau, once at home. So is that a real thing? Is that Matt LaFleur's passive-aggressive response? Sparky Pfeiffer, 105.7 Wisconsin Sports Daily up there in Wisconsin. So is this thing a real burr in Matt LaFleur's backside? Thanks for joining me. I appreciate it, Sparky.
Absolutely. I think you and I talked about this after Ben Johnson said it the last time, and I was interested to see how he was going to go about this. He really hasn't paid any attention to it since the initial one, kind of just laughed it off and said whatever and moved on. Yeah, you know, we kind of talked about this on my afternoon show, Wisconsin Sports Daily, on the Fan in Milwaukee about, you know, how does this get back to the glory days, right? You get back to the days of Ditka and Greg and all that stuff, and getting it back to where it was a rivalry where not only did the coaches not like each other, Greg and Ditka, but the players couldn't stand each other. And you had after the whistle activity and all this other crazy stuff that was going on. What will it take to get back to that point? I don't know necessarily if Matt LaFleur is the head coach of a Packers team that's going to allow them to get back to that point again. Now, if it was Dan Campbell, I'd be like, oh, there's a good chance he can get back to that point. But Matt LaFleur does not appear to be that guy that is going to allow this team to get to that point again.
My guest is Sparky Pfeiffer, 105.7 Wisconsin Sports Daily, up behind the Cheddar Curtain. We're talking Bears-Packers here. And I guess, you know, you really won't know if it turns into a Packers rout, does Matt LaFleur run it up? Is that his response to a guy who likes beating him twice a year? Has Matt LaFleur been that guy?
No, definitely not. I don't think that'll be the case at all. In fact, I totally expect them to come in and be what they are, which is a very conservative football team. And they're going to probably try and run the ball. I mean, 28th ranked rush defense for the Bears. I would expect that's how this is going to play out. I guess I would be kind of surprised if they came out throwing the football like they did against the Detroit Lions. LaFleur wants to run the football, establish play action, and let Jordan Love take his chunk shots downfield to Christian Watson or whoever may be out there for the Packers wide receiving core. I just think that's the best way to do it. You control the clock. And then obviously on the other side of the football, stop the Bears running game, play heavy in the box, and make Caleb Williams beat you.
For a lot of us, this week was meet weird Micah Parson. That was the this came out of nowhere. This was like not respecting us. I mean, he's been there 20 minutes, and he's talking about they don't respect us. Now, if he's referring to the way Ben Johnson talked about Matt LaFleur, okay, he's taking, you know, he's taking the team on his shoulder. Here we go. I can be weird enough for. Did you know he was that weird? And what is that? What do you trace that to? What's the source of whatever Micah Parsons showed us?
Well, I think there is just wanting to be a leader, wanting to be that guy, wanting to be the vocal guy to respond. Because I think there was, wasn't there another Bears defensive lineman talking about wanting to beat the Packers in the offseason or something like that, too? From the Packers side of things, Jordan Love's really not going to say anything. Matt LaFleur is really not going to say anything. That's just not who they are and who their personalities are. So Micah Parson comes in. You know, he's involved in Cowboys in Washington, Cowboys in Philly, and the running of the mouths, I'm sure, that was going on in that rivalry. And just hopped in here and said, look, if this is the big rivalry that the fans get behind, I'm going to be the guy kind of out in front of this whole thing, I think. I think he's just trying to fit in at this point.
My guest is Sparky Pfeiffer, 105.7 up in Milwaukee and Wisconsin, the Wisconsin Sports Daily, 2 to 5. The afternoons up there Monday through Friday, and we're talking Bears Packers. So help me out here. Help our people who haven't been following but might have seen some stuff on Twitter. It looks like the Packers signed brought in about 700 pounds of ass, as Dave McGinnis, a former linebackers coach here, would say, with Wyatt out. So tell me about the loss of Wyatt and how they're trying to plug that.
It's going to be interesting because the last time Devontae Wyatt was out this year, they struggled stopping the run. That was a noticeable problem about Devontae Wyatt. Plus, Wyatt also is able to get the quarterback a little bit more than the guys that are going to come up behind him. The good news for the Green Bay Packers is they get Quay Walker back, it looks like, this week. Their middle linebacker that really allows them to play up with him and Edgerrin Cooper and McDuffie and so forth to really plug those holes if they do get past that first line of defense. Not having Quay Walker this week would really have been a bigger problem against this Bears running game, I think. But getting Quay Walker back should help that. You know, you got some young guys like Brinson, who they drafted this year out of Georgia. You got Stackhouse, who was his cohort at Georgia on the defensive line. The Packers signed as an undrafted free agent. He's probably more of the run stuffer than Brinson is. But those guys play together, so both those guys will get run. And you've got, you know, the guys that were here last year as well that have played, like Colby Wooden, that add some weight in the offseason. So it's going to be a team effort to stop this running game because I highly doubt that Ben Johnson's going to come out and ask Caleb Williams to throw the ball 35 times.
And I would think the Packers would sell out to the run. They might bring safeties down more often. And they would sell out for the run and dare, because that's the Bears' strength. And we're not going to get beat by his strength. We're going to make here something else beat us, and that's Caleb, and he's not accurate. I would think that's the way they play it. What do you think is the Packers' tendency to do something like that?
Oh, for sure. Jeff Hafley is very, very conservative as a defensive coordinator. Jeff Hafley rarely is going to be like Dennis Allen, where he's blitzing Jalen Hurts like every other play, like they did against Philly. That's just not Halfley's deal at all. The Packers play Jalen Hurts. They play back, and they don't want to beat him with his legs. They try and get home with four or five guys. I would assume it'll be the exact same way here. They'll play heavier in the box, and let's see if Caleb Williams can beat him. And Caleb Williams also can run, so that also plays in the idea of not really pinning your ears back and going after him. That's why I think the start of this game is such a big deal for the Packers. You cannot allow the Bears to get out to a, you know, 10-point lead, 14-point lead, or something like that, because they can continue to run the football and drain that clock and keep this Packers offense off the field. It's critical the Packers get off to a good start and get the Bears out of that run-first mindset as quickly as possible.
Bears have blown leads this season. They're perfectly capable of that, whether on the road or at home. What is Love's Decembers are different from his other months. And while he comes in with really nice credentials, really nice numbers. So what is it about as we play football in December, Jordan Love in December? What is that?
There's a whole thing around this whole Toyota-thon sale.
I'm glad you brought that up. Can you explain that to us?
Yeah, this goes back to Jordan Love's first year as a starter 3 years ago, and the Toyota-thon sale hit, and that was the same time that Jordan Love and the Packers took off in the second half of that year, because if you remember the first half of that year, prior to that Steelers game, there was a struggle. My wide receivers were running the wrong routes. They were in the same place. They were having problems running the football. Like, nothing was going right, and it really wasn't on Jordan Love. It was everybody else not knowing what they were supposed to be doing because they had a super young football team. But that's when they took off in that second half and then ended up going to Dallas and winning in the playoffs and then obviously losing to San Francisco. Then last year, right around the same time again, that Toyota-thon sale starts, Jordan Love gets going again in the second half last year, and here we are, and that just started here in the last couple of weeks, and Jordan Love is balling out again. So we'll see how long it goes. It's funny, though, because I saw a thing on social media last night. Somebody, I don't know who the guy was, somebody put on social media about Aaron Rodgers and his numbers when the McRib was being sold nationally over the course of time in Aaron Rodgers' career and how great Aaron Rodgers' numbers are during that time. So I guess you could probably find something to match up with everybody, but the Toyota-thon thing is definitely a thing for Jordan Love right now.
And that's all the talk of Wisconsin. Toyota-thon means Jordan Love is going to take us to the promised land, or at least get us a good deal on a Highlander.
Exactly right. Yeah, people have just been sitting here like, once that Toyota-thon sale hits, Jordan's going to take off, and it kind of happened again. So, but my thing is, you know, last week everybody got excited because they threw the ball more aggressively against the Lions, and that's because the Lions like to play heavy in the box. That's how they play football. So it really wasn't all that surprised. I think that's more of a one-off. I would really be surprised if they came out in this game and were really aggressive in the air like they were in that Lions game. I think they go back to being more conservative with the ground game, and you know, Jordan Love probably doesn't have 35 or 40 throws in this game. I guess he's probably going to be more around 25 throws if I was a betting man at this point.
My guest is Sparky Pfeiffer, 105.7 Wisconsin Sports Daily, 2 to 5 in the Monday through Friday, 2 to 5 in the afternoon. So we're talking Bears-Packers here. They play tomorrow at Lambeau, and it's going to be, when the sun goes down, it's going to be bitter cold. Maybe not as bitter as Micah Parsons, but it's going to be bitter cold. And it is going to dictate some game plans, maybe or not. And I don't know if the Packers have shown tendencies to, we're going to run the ball, we're going to try to run the ball no matter what. Do we trust our receivers in this kind of weather? What's been with this coaching staff, this quarterback and Christian Watson, what's been the tendency when it gets to be bitter cold like that with the offense?
I think it really changes LaFleur's game plan all that much for the Packers. LaFleur did come out this week and said, that he was happy it was colder outside because he had outdoor practices this week, because in his mind, it's different catching a football when it's like 5 degrees versus when it's 35 degrees. So he wanted them to get practices outside all week to get ready for that game on Sunday, which I kind of laughed at on the air. Like, come on, man. I mean, these guys have all been outside of Matthew Golden, I guess. For the most part, these guys have all been in Green Bay the last couple of years. They know what it's like to play outside, but he obviously believes in, you know, getting your body and your blood ready for that game on Sunday. So he practices them outside this week, and we'll see how it translates. But I really have not seen him change a game plan because it's cold out one way or the other.
We had a lot of hand-wringing in Chicago over the field goal kicker, and yet Green Bay's field goal kicker is worse. Fifth worst field goal percentage in the NFL, and games likely this month, this division, going to come down to something like that because the teams seem evenly matched. What's going on with the field goal kicking in Green Bay?
Well, you had Brian McManus get hurt, and then you had the Packers bring in another kicker, and that kid did okay for a game, kicked a 60-yarder or whatever it was, and then the fan base got all excited. And then they ran with two field goal kickers for several weeks before finally getting rid of the second guy, letting McManus kick. The reason was, instead of just putting Brandon McManus on the IR for 4 weeks, they allowed Brandon McManus to continue to kick the football even though he was hurt and trying to gut it out and get through it. And that is why I think you really saw McManus's numbers struggle, because he was simply just not healthy during the last month or so. And last week was the first time where it seemed like he was fully healthy, so they let go of the other kicker, and now McManus should be good the rest of the year. So I fully expect Brandon McManus to be good again going out throughout the rest of this year and into the playoffs.
You mentioned Halfley, and there was some – it's already popped up here. I mean, hell, it popped up after three games with Luke Getsy up here. Oh, my God, what happens when Luke Getsy leaves to get a head coaching job? So it happens now, and it's far more legitimate. Like, if Jeff Halfley's going to go that defense, really good numbers, and that's team fighting for the postseason and the top of the NFC North, if he leaves to go somewhere else, they're already – some people are already fearing Al Harris – key to the Bears' defensive backs and all those takeaways and Nashon Wright's growth, and here comes Kyler Gordon, a man for all reasons for Dennis Allen. Is Al Harris well-regarded? I mean, well-loved? Is that open arms welcome back up there in Green Bay to the point where they would consider him for defensive coordinator if Halfley leaves?
I think if it was Mike McCarthy's still here, I think Al Harris would obviously be the defensive coordinator. Matt LaFleur tends to not really look at the former players. He looks at guys that are, you know, teachers and so forth, and have that experience. You brought up Luke Getsy. He's up here in Green Bay. He's helping out this Packers organization. He's been up here all year contributing to the Packers, and he's actually helping on the defensive side of the ball, not the offensive side of the ball, which is always interesting. But yeah, this year, I don't think it would be Al Harris. I think fans would love to have Al Harris back. I don't think, you know, he's not wanted or loved inside the Packers organization. It just doesn't appear to be the Matt LaFleur way of doing things or his style necessarily going forward. He tends to go with the guys that he has links to. Either he knows directly or people that he trusts, knows, and have coached with at some point, and give, you know, said person a great recommendation or whatever. And then after he meets with them, he figures out if they can get on the same page and jive. And him and Halfley really are two peas in a pod for the most part. So from that perspective, it's really worked out nice as far as, you know, Halfley does his thing, LaFleur does his thing. And then they hope and pray to God Rich Bisaccia's special teams don't lose games for him.
And they hope to God. So what color are the air sickness bags up there when the special teams goes out there?
Yeah, I mean, it's always something, right? I mean, the punter is really good. Whelan is a really good punter. But I mean, if you go and you look, man, I mean, they can't return a punt to save their life. And that's a problem. I mean, you're averaging, you know, 3, 4, 5 yards, whatever. Some of these other teams are averaging 15 to 20 yards. It's just a struggle. And kickoff returns, they don't have that guy either. You go back to the glory days of the Packers, you got Desmond Howard, you know, dominating. And they were, that year they went to the Super Bowl with Favre, they were number one in offense, number one in defense, and number one in special teams that year. So they don't have that dynamic kick returner or punt returner right now that would put the fear of God into somebody. We're like, oh man, gotta be careful, gotta make sure they don't return it. I mean, yeah, you got a guy there in Hester that was there forever in Chicago. He put the fear of God in the other special teams unit that he could flip the field or potentially score 7 on any time he touches the football. The Packers simply don't have that guy right now. And that is a I don't want to say it's a big problem, but it's something that you would like to have if you plan on making a run in the playoffs.
Well, we've seen how valuable it can be. Devin Duvernay showed you what kind of return does. And, oh, boy, here now we're winning a game, another way to come back. Sparky Pfeiffer, 105.7. Before I let you go, are you obligated up there? Do you make sure you make a pick? Do you call the winner and the points and the final score? And do you do that at gunpoint?
No, I don't do it at gunpoint. But like I had David Haw on from The Score this week on my show, and I had him make a pick as well. That's my guy from The Score. I always have on. So that's cool. And then we always give our takes. Actually, now that you bring it up, we had our big toy drive this week for Children's Wisconsin in Milwaukee. So I just realized that at the end of the show, I guess I never made a pick with a score. But I'd been saying for 2 days, I have Packers by 14 in this game. But I didn't make an official points prediction. But I guess if I would make an official points prediction, it would probably be something like 30 to 16 or something like that would probably be it. The Packers, if you go back and look at their record, if they win, it's 27 or more. pretty much lock it in. It's almost comical how many times they've scored 27 on the head in one game this year. So if they're going to win, that's how they're going to win. Anytime they get into a low-scoring game, they lose. And that's why I've been saying all week, if the Bears' rush-to-pass ratio is, you know, 50-50, even, Packers win this game, maybe going away. If the Bears are like last week, where it's, you know, potentially 2-1 runs to passes, then they're going to be in the game with a chance to win the game probably at the end.
That's the way they've played it this year. Sparky, great stuff. I appreciate you joining me, taking time out today. And all the content that'll come out of tomorrow for the rest of the week and then leading up to the game in 2 weeks. I can't wait.
Anything for us not to talk about Giannis would be welcomed at this point.
Yeah, we keep avoiding the Bulls. So the idea that the Bulls didn't want to have a conversation about Giannis, he might be a diva, but he's better than anybody the Bulls have.
Yeah, we made fun of the Lou Kanellis report yesterday on the air. I got to say we did. I don't know how any organization would say no to Giannis at this point, unless, like, you're Oklahoma City and you've got a potential dynasty and you don't probably need Giannis necessarily. But if that's not, if you don't have that, then anybody on that roster should be available for Giannis. Anybody. And you're in Chicago. It's not Milwaukee. It's a large market. So I'm sure he could attract free agents probably to go to Chicago to play with them at that point. The problem is I don't know if the assets are there for Milwaukee to want if they were to get to that point.
Sparky, this is an organization that turned down New Orleans' unprotected first-round pick. So you can just stamp schmuck on their foreheads and do it in or write it in a Sharpie. It's never going to go away. So it's wholly believable they didn't want to talk about Giannis.
Just crazy. Crazy stuff.
Yeah. Appreciate your time. Thanks, Sparky.
Absolutely. Have a good weekend.
You too. Sparky Pfeiffer, 105.7 up there, Milwaukee. And the 2 to 5 in the afternoon, Wisconsin Sports Daily, talking Bears Packers. So we talked about Mike Parsons, and I do want to come back to that. We're going to play just the weirdness, right? You found this weird, right, Trash Panda?
I did. I found it really weird.
I didn't understand it. It wasn't a touch. But we're going to play it and then try to. It should be something that Chicago sports fans are used to. And I'll connect those dots for you later. And then later in the hour, boy, he said the magic name, didn't he? Trash Panda? He brought up Devin Hester. Devin Hester is a
point. What a coincidence, honestly.
Point of contention for the perpetually red-assed Trash Panda. And we'll discuss that and an actual Trash Panda. There's a story there. I'm Steve Rosenblum. Saturday Suckage, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
There's a number of guys that you play in the league that you have to be aware of on every snap. He's one of those guys. Very talented player. He's slippery. He's a great pass rusher. They'll move him around. They do a great job in the defensive scheme of putting him in different positions, and it's simple to them, and yet it can create complex looks for us. And so the biggest thing is that you don't overlook anything. You don't ever overlook where he is on the field. You got to be aware of him at all times, and that's really the way the plan gets put together.
The plan, according to Declan Doyle, Bears offensive coordinator, talking about Micah Parsons and talking about the a guy who can wreck a game. He'll wreck your offense, he'll wreck your line, he'll wreck your quarterback, he'll wreck a game. And that's why Green Bay went out, traded for him, got him from Dallas, and said, this is what we need. This is it. We're going to the Super Bowl. We might be this guy away. And there he is, 12 and a half sacks later. And you heard Declan Doyle talk about him and what respect there is that he starts with, that's the game plan. But Mike Parsons doesn't, I don't know. He's got this whole diva thing. He's got this weirdness. And all it came out of nowhere, seemingly, about respect that he's getting. Here's what he said.
Rivalries are for the people. It's for the fans. For me, it's just going out there and just dominating. Like, I just don't like them just because, you know, I just see, like, the disrespect that comes with things, you know. And that's why I say I play for respect. Like, when you know how to earn someone's respect, it's beat out of them. Like, there's no better feeling than coming in a game and their best players is coming up to you like, yeah, like, okay. Like, that's, like, respect. You know what I mean? Like,
in what ways do they show disrespect?
They tell you, hell of a job. You got to go out there and take it. Like, respect is something that's earned, and these people want to come here and they want to meet us in our house, and, you know, we got to eventually go there. That's, you know, if someone comes on your lawn, what would you say? So, you know, it's that type of, it's a respect thing. Like, you know, especially losing a couple games at home in the way we lost them in a fashion. Like, you know, I think we have to come together as a defense to get our respect back. And it starts this Sunday.
Is the respect thing what Ben said about Matt LaFleur before the season, or is there something else that you felt?
I don't care what Ben said. I wasn't even a Cowboy. I mean, I wasn't even a Packer when Ben said that. It's just me, like, who I am and what I stand for and where I want this defense to stand for. You know, I told him today, like, never. There's not too many times in life you get to control your own destiny. And we can do that this week.
What did I miss there? There, it seemed like I'm trying to connect the dots. Who disrespected a guy? And he doesn't play for respect. He plays for money. That's what he does. And they don't respect us. We're not getting respect. We're not. And I don't understand where. And he couldn't cite anything, could he? Other than, well, they're coming up here to play us. Yes, that's what the schedule says. This is weird. This is a lot of nonsense. This is not unfamiliar to Chicago sports fans when a great player makes stuff up in his head. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Michael Jordan. Talk about somebody who made stuff up. just made crap up in his mind. I don't know why he had to do that. Like, you want to say, don't you know you're Michael Jordan? Did you forget that? You're Michael Jordan. But he did. He made stuff up about whatever disrespect, whatever gave motivation. But when he had something to be motivated about, oh my God. Like when Knicks coach Jeff Van Gundy came on the Score and he called Jordan a con man. Do you remember that, Trash Panda?
No, what year would that have been?
Well, it should be part of the training program for producers to understand the Score legacy.
That one missed me.
So Van Gundy comes on and he's talking about Jordan. Now, he had been coming on since he was an assistant coach to Pat Riley. Now he's the head coach. Riley left. Jordan, according to Van Gundy, Jordan was a con man because he'd shake guys' hands like Ewing or anybody else and compliment them and be all buddy-buddy. And you know, like anybody else in the world, you think it's pretty cool when Michael Jordan knows you and says something nice about you. And that's what Jordan would do. And then Van Gundy said, hey, Jordan would get on the court and kill you. And that's what he did. See Patrick Ewing for details, right? It always happened. He called Jordan a con man. He called Jordan a killer. Now, he probably meant it as a compliment to be able to handle all that way. How to play guys on the court and off the court, whatever advantage you can get. But Jordan didn't take it that way. I know that firsthand. Mike Alzamora was producing the Heavy Fuel crew. That's who Van Gundy was on with, Terry Bors and Dan McNeil. I said, I want that. I had heard the interview. I want that. I want a tape of that. Parents, tell your kids about cassette tapes and how you need a cassette player to listen to it. So he sent it to me. I copied it verbatim. Then I went to the Berto Center the next morning, 8 in the morning. They were practicing. And the next night, they'd play the Knicks. Here comes Jeff Van Gundy and the Knicks. And I stood there and waited as guys went in, and I was hoping Jordan would stop. I had a pretty good relationship with Michael. And he did stop. And he rolls down the window. He goes, what are you doing here? I said, I got something I have to read to you. Just listen. Let me get through this. And then I want your response, whatever it is. So I read it to him. I read Van Gundy's words to him verbatim. Right outside the Berto Center. Parents, tell your kids what the Berto Center was. And I finished. I said, that's it. And then Michael began his response with two words. One was a verb, the other was a pronoun. And they went on and on and on and on. I don't think he would have minded me using the verb and the pronoun, but at the Tribune, we didn't do that. We weren't bleeping things. We were censoring the whole thing.
Did the verb start with an F?
Yes, that would be very good. Did you want to buy an F?
I sussed that one out.
And him. So there you go. Now you know what he said. And so Jordan really had something that smacked of disrespect. It just hit him right in the face. And Jordan wasn't given to letting the media quote him saying with a potty mouth. Not that he didn't have it, but it just wasn't part of the profile. Part of the brand, I guess, if it were now, if Michael Jordan were here, part of the brand. So he didn't need all those many voices in his head telling him how much this guy or that guy disrespected him. And that night against the Knicks, he went for 51. That's what Michael did. And he's backpedaling after points 50 and 51 went through the net. And then he's pointing a finger at Jeff Van Gundy on the sideline as he's going by. And it was obvious to everyone. That is what Michael Jordan did when there was actual disrespect, when he didn't need to make anything up. It was right there for him, courtesy of the score. I think the score should get credit for that 51-point game against the Knicks. Now, I don't know how many voices are in Michael Parsons' head. I don't know what they're voting on. Don't let him go for 50 tomorrow. That's all I got to say. Whatever the Bears, Declan Doyle, whatever you do, don't let Michael Parsons go for 50.
I haven't seen anyone at any point this year disrespect Micah Parsons.
No.
Like, not a little. This wasn't in the clip we played, but he's talking about how, when I get sacks, they say it was coverage sacks. Like, nobody is saying Micah Parsons' sacks are coverage sacks. Nobody. Like, I don't understand where that is made up in his head. And that's unless he's name searching himself on Twitter and finding the people out there that are critical of him, then that if that's what he does to motivate himself, then fine. Mm-hmm. But I don't know anyone that's actually disrespecting Micah Parsons.
I don't either, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if there's actually someone or several someones out there. What matters is that he thinks that's happening, and you're right. Maybe he Googles himself, or maybe he pays somebody to go, hey, who disrespected me? Find someone saying something that disrespects me. I want that.
And maybe this is something that athletes of that level, whether Michael Jordan, Micah Parsons, guys that are so good, the top of their craft, right? Micah Parsons, we'd probably say, is second only to Myles Garrett as mm-hmm. defensive players in the league.
Mm-hmm.
And, has the huge contract, has the accolades, and so maybe that's when you get to that level, you have to find something to keep motivating you.
That's the way it was with Jordan. Yeah. That was the way with Jordan.
You're just reaching for anything that will push you because you've got all the things already.
I don't know what it is either, but it doesn't need to be something we understand. It just needs to be something that the voices in his head are telling him. And that's the way we've seen a lot of great athletes work. And we certainly were familiar with Michael Jordan doing it in this country. In this city, I'm sorry. And this country, too, as a matter of fact. 309 Texter. Steve, I've listened to the whole show, and you and Trash Panda are great. A theme, analysis, and human psychology. Is that what we're doing, Trash Panda?
I didn't think we were being psychologists today. We can try, though. I took a psych class in college. I took one.
Did you show up?
Or
did
you just, I think I got a B in that class.
All right. I took psychology in college, and then I got an A. You know why? Because the teacher let us write our own grade. That was his psychology test. All right, write your own grade. Well, I'm taking the A. I know I need this. I'm doing that. And speaking of Trash Panda and working and on the Saturday Suckage show, he said if he could do it all over again, this is a tweet from Trash Panda. If I could do it all over, my ultimate goal would be to get hired as a head coach by a high-level college football program with a massive contract, just so I could get fired and immediately retire.
Hell yeah. I mean every word of that.
It's always good to have a goal.
I would go back and every fiber of my being would be focused on becoming the best possible college football coach so I could get hired by a place like whatever, Penn State,
LSU,
Alabama, whatever. Even not the super great program, Florida, any of the programs they're going to pay you tens of millions of dollars over a decade. And then I would immediately stop caring about my job. I'd just like, fire me. I would be actively trying to get fired almost immediately.
But you couldn't do it actively, because if they could fire you for cause.
Maybe more passively.
Yes. There you go. It's good to have a plan. Parents, groom your kids to be high-level coaches, motivated, speak with Southern accents, fake Southern accents the way Brian Kelly did, and LSU will be happy to pay all their coaches to go. They're paying three coaches right now.
One is... They're still paying Ogeron?
Oh, my God. Yeah. All right, take a break. When we come back, there's more Trash Panda ahead, including a real Trash Panda, but also an excellent reason to kick somebody out of the text thread. I'm Steve Rosenblum, Saturday Suckage, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Adam Vinatieri hands it on the tee. The Colts in all white. The Bears, navy blue and white. You know, white numerals are about ready to go.
By the people in the stands, they don't need seats today because they're all standing.
Vinatieri on the approach platform. Popping here in Miami. It sails to the far side around the 8-yard line to Hester. Under it and to the middle with the 15 to the 20. Breaks free of the 25 to the 30. To the outside. 40. Midfield. 40. 30 to the Colts. 20. 15. Hester 5. Oh! Touchdown Bears!
No way!
The greatest playoff moment in Bears history in the last 40 years. You can look it up. Devin Hester. Now, there are several reasons we are playing that. One, it's always fun. Devin Hester running back the opening kick to the Super Bowl never happened before. It did then.
Hasn't happened since either.
And we are playing that because there's somebody incredibly stupid living in a text thread that Trash Panda is a part of. So why don't you share with the class what happened?
So this is a thread. It's actually a thread on Instagram. So it's an Instagram DM group, technically. It's not a text thread.
Okay.
But this is a group of people that I only... There's a couple people in the chat I don't know directly. And the people that invited me into the chat are some friends from college, friends from Western Illinois. And so anyway, I've been in this group chat for probably 2 years now. And one of the guys, we'll call him Lair, it came out in the context of the chat, he basically ended up saying that he doesn't believe Devin Hester is a Hall of Famer. And that halted everything that was happening in this. And look, I
need again, that sound effect, yeah, like the it was screeching hall.
It was
right?
I mean, it was like whoa, hold on here. And here's the other thing. This chat has not had a line that I've seen crossed. There, I was not aware there was a line in this chat. Mm-hmm. It's one of those chats. And so immediately he says this, and I'm like, hold on a second. This is grounds for expulsion or at least a suspension. And so one of the other guys is basically, hey, plead your case here. What the heck? And so Layer goes on to say, and Layer's one of the guys I don't know, by the way. Mm-hmm. I've gotten to know him a little bit through this chat. He's a Western Illinois.
Through his suspension.
Yeah, yeah. So he basically says that he doesn't believe, it's not necessarily a Hester-only thing, he doesn't believe any special teamer should be in the Hall of Fame, was the crux of his argument. And so we were like, well, you're going to be suspended. You have to be suspended from the chat. And we
how
put
do
it
you
up,
enforce that?
Well, so I'll explain. So this all happened in the last 24, actually as of like 12 hours ago, it was still being discussed. We ended up deciding we're going to put it up to a vote in the chat. And there's six people, I think, in the chat. It was unanimous. Everyone voted yes. And so, all right, he's going to be suspended. We initially said, all right, 7-day suspension from the chat. You're going to be kicked out of the chat for 7 days, basically. And then one of the guys that was with me on this was like, hey, you know, we'll allow him to appeal. You can appeal your suspension. He's basically said, you're going to be suspended, but we'll allow you to appeal the suspension down. And he had a little more, you know, he came back, he backed off a little bit, but he still came to the point of no special teamers, including Devin Hester, in the Hall of Fame. So, like, okay, now you're suspended just 3 days. And the funny part was, he was like, okay, I accept my suspension I'm staying my ground. I'll accept my suspension. And so he's like, how do you enforce this? And one of the guys kicked him out of the chat immediately. It was like, bye.
There you go. That's one way to do it.
So he's currently
Sergeant
not,
at arms.
He's currently not in the chat. I wasn't aware you could actually do that. I don't know if the person that originated the chat controls that. Because I looked. I don't think I have the power to boot people from the chat. So I don't know how that works. I didn't know that was allowed. And so
very democratic. Yeah. Hi. We think you're an idiot. We're going to vote on that. Yep, you're an idiot. It's unanimous. You're an idiot. When you're talking about the best that ever was, and you can make, you know, baseball writers would write about the failures of the closer, and it's just the ninth inning isn't for everybody. It takes a special person. But when he came to induct, vote for that special person in the Hall of Fame, oh, no, we're not going to do that. He only pitches one inning. Yes, the most important inning there is. And it just, the hypocrisy and stupidity of baseball writers not to vote for them. When I hear it said about football, the greatest kick returner in history, period. And you saw what he did, how he scared people. Tony Dungy, a Hall of Fame coach, a Super Bowl winning coach, after Devin Hester did what we heard, said, all right, kick it out of bounds they could start at the 40. That's better than them going to the end zone, and that's what that guy does. So, Trash Panda, this story, because it's Trash Panda, a raccoon broke into a closed liquor store, hit the bottom shelf where the scotch and whiskey are stored. An employee at the Ashland, Virginia area liquor store found the Trash Panda passed out on the bathroom floor at the end of his drunken escapade. It was an ABC store closed for Thanksgiving. The Trash Panda apparently fell through the ceiling, right down there on the bottom, and rustling around.
Go get it, baby.
Broke everything and consumed everything. According to the Hanover County Animal Protection and Shelter statement, he secured our mass bandit and transported him back to the shelter to sober him up before questioning. After a few hours of sleep and zero signs of injury, other than maybe a hangover and poor life choices, he was safely released back to the wild, hopefully having learned that breaking and entering is not the answer. Is this a family member, Trash Panda?
Not that I'm aware of. I don't know all my extended family tree, but I don't believe that this is a family member, no.
I don't know. I thought with the drinking thing, it was like maybe you're going to say the Trash Panda's still in college, getting blotto drunk. They found the drunken Trash Panda in the bathroom, sprawled on the floor.
What I thought was interesting is they didn't euthanize the Trash Panda. They just let him go. You know he's going to come back, right?
Right.
I mean, he's going to come back.
Your dad, Shooter, would have euthanized him with a bullet.
That's what you got to solve the problem. He's just going to come back now.
Now, your mom, Sweet Alice, would regularly text you about dad shot one, shot at him. Have you gotten those recently?
Not recently, no. No. I don't know. The last time I talked to them, it didn't come up, so no.
All right.
No, well. The focus has been in their defense. I don't know if maybe he has, and it just has been gotten washed out because my oldest nephew just left for Air Force Basic in the last week. So that's what a lot of the conversation has been.
Okay.
Those are the updates I've been getting.
Well, updates as events warrant, whatever Shooter does from your former bedroom, sticking his big shotgun out the window. And we're going to take a break. When I come back, there's something that's been bothering me that I think I can help make you a smarter football fan. And I'm a giver, not a taker, so I'm here to do that for you. Steve Rosenblum, Saturday Suckage, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.